Okay, we're learning Siman Peva, Halacha Yud. And the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Ein Markon Beitas Nevel U'Trefel Ovoi Chom. A person is not allowed to sell an egg that was a Nevel or a Trefel, which we saw that those eggs are not kosher. You're not allowed to sell to someone who's not Jewish. Why? Shem Yachzav Yimkrim Yisrael. Maybe he'll go ahead and sell it to a Jew. We've spoken before about a Chashash Takala, that if he were concerned that he might resell the egg to a Jew, that person would have no way of knowing that it came from an available trader, and therefore to sell it to the non-Jew is not responsible because it may end up in a Jew under the case against it. So what should I do with this egg? I have this egg which is from an available trader, it's not kosher, so what should I do? You should fend up a kara, you should crack it and beat it in a bowl, and then sell it to someone who's not Jewish. Because they know Yid will buy from him afterwards. And we're going to talk later about it. Today we're going to speak about why is it that nobody will buy from him, but nobody will buy from him, so you're safe. You crack it, and Shulchan Aruch says beat it. That may be a requirement, but we'll talk about cracking the egg. You crack the egg, and therefore nobody will buy it. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. But later on, Amurim, Sharon also true for the other. This that we said, that a Jew is not allowed to buy an egg that's already cracked from someone who's not Jewish, that's talking about that the egg is he came when he sees the non-Jew, he already has the crab egg. Sheishlocho sheishol mocholoi v'neishi he trufa. Then we have to be concerned that maybe a Jew sold them because of exactly this reason, because he wanted to be, that's why he sold them. Our mutter witness in a pasha news to pay him. You're allowed to buy bread made with eggs. Smear on top of them. The Makosh Nogalot Lechol Pasha Tichon. This at the side point that we saw in some Kufi Beis or those who hold you can't buy bread made by non-Jew because of Israel Pas Akum or Pas Palter. So he said, assuming you don't have that problem, you can buy bread that has egg on top of it. She'ain Roy Nasser Chu for the other. You're not seeing the egg cracked in the guy's hand, and therefore you're just seeing. Now, of course, if you have egg on top of bread, that means that the egg was cracked. He didn't put a whole egg on top there, so the egg was cracked. Even though you're not allowed to buy a whole egg, an egg that's cracked from someone who's not Jewish, you're allowed to buy a food product that has in it egg that was cracked. I'm going to see why soon. The Rambam says, V'yesh, some say, now that we eat paspalter, that's the Rambam sheet, that we eat paspalter, so then, and they are asura, a few chufa. The second part of the Shulchan Aruch that said you could eat the bread with the egg on it undermines the first part. Because the first part says we could sell them cracked eggs because no one will buy from him, but now people will buy from him. So the Ramos says, some people say that therefore we lost that heter from the beginning of selling them cracked eggs. The Chashin Hashem Yarben Pasuk Ben Lishal. So maybe he's going to use it in bread. What else will he do with a cracked egg? So therefore, we've now lost our first heter. So that's the mimic. The Malkum de Nogum Lassus Apasim Deim, in places where, in fact, the bakers use eggs in their method recipes, the Nogum by heter, and also the people in Paspalter, Abasham, Kamers, and Lachosh, but otherwise you're allowed to eat it. Okay. So, we saw at the very beginning of the Siman that the original din, Migin HaGemara, was that a person is not allowed to eat eggs. A person cannot eat an egg from someone who's not Jewish unless there are all kinds of proofs that this came from a kosher bird. Otherwise, he has no right to assume that he's getting a kosher egg. But that nowadays, that changed because the overwhelming majority of eggs sold in the market are all from kosher birds, from chickens and ducks and geese, and we saw like that. And therefore, a person is allowed to buy any egg that he wants in the market. But the Gemara says, back in the Dilei Gemara, the Gemara says, exactly what it said in our Shulchan Aruch, if you have the egg, which is a trefer, and the egg is now not kosher, what should you do with it? So the Gemara says this, you crack it and you before you give it to the non-Jew, and therefore no one will buy it. Now, the words of that Gemara are as follows. This is the way our wording of our Gemara says as follows. Ein mochem beitzas trefel ovtuchavim. You can't sell an egg that came from a bird who was a trefer to someone who's not Jewish. Ella came true for Bekairo, unless we had first cracked it and beat it in a bowl. Lefikach, therefore, we can't buy eggs from you can't buy cracked eggs from non-Jews. So the question we want to think about is, what did we gain What was the point of cracking the egg? What's the reason why the Gemara says, if you crack it, then it's okay? Why is cracking different than a non-cracked egg? So if we read the Gemara as we have it, with the word lafika in that Gemara, then it reads as follows. Really, you can't sell eggs to non-Jews. Egg that's trade, you can't sell it to someone who's not Jewish. You might resell it to somebody else, and that person will buy it. So now we have a problem, because anybody who owns an egg that's a trefo, what's he supposed to do with it? So he can, I guess, throw it in the garbage, but Chazal wanted to give him an out. They wanted to give him a way to be able to sell his non-kosher egg. Lafika, therefore, since we can't sell eggs, the first line, since we can't sell eggs to non-Jews, because an egg that's a trefo to non-Jews, lafika, therefore, since we can't do that, Chazal wanted to help us, so they instituted that people should not buy cracked eggs from non-Jews, and once we have that rule, you can't buy cracked eggs from them, now we have an out. Now we have a way to get rid of our eggs. Because now I'll just take advantage and I'll crack my egg before I sell them. So the Lafika, three times, Amrachim Bitzish, Shayfal Eves, Chavon Elkein, Chufa, Bekaira, that's what Chazal said that you should do Lafika. And since they did that, therefore, you can't buy cracked eggs, so which gives a little bit of an impression that there was nothing inherently wrong with buying a cracked egg. But it was a made-up, so to speak, a made-up thing by Chazal in order to give us an out, a way to get rid of our cracked eggs. Now, that's how we might have read the Gemara as is. But the Riff and the Rosh quote on Gemara, they don't say more, they just quote the words of the Gemara, at least on this part. The Rambam sounds differently, the way he brings it around. First Rambam says, you should know this is what it takes to make a kosher egg. Then it says, this is what makes a bird kosher. And this is how you know if an egg is kosher. Like you see mandel or brown and things like that, how you know if an egg is kosher. And then he talks about how you know when you can trust someone that they're getting a kosher egg. He asks that. Now told you all those things. He says, you can't buy eggs from a guy unless it meets all kinds of kosher species. Okay, that's a brilliant thing. He says, and then you don't have to ever worry about that eggs come from an available trade. And he says, don't buy a cracked egg from an non-Jew. Okay, so that sounds like, what is that fitting in over here? Sounds like the reason why you can't buy the cracked egg is because if you buy a cracked egg, you won't be able to prove that it's kosher. You might, if you have a whole egg, you can use what he spoke about earlier, the identification, to know if this is a kosher egg. But in a cracked egg, you won't know. So according to the Rambam, it sounds like inherently you're not allowed to buy cracked eggs, because in cracked eggs, you won't be able to know whether it's from a kosher bird or not. And now Chazal used that information to not give you, now it's like sort of automatically, you want to know what to do with your egg that's a trefa, egg from a trefa, no problem, crack it and give it to them, because no Hebrew will ever buy it like that. So the way the Rambam was saying it, the Isser to buy cracked eggs came before the idea to crack eggs when you want to get rid of them too good. As opposed to the way we were reading the Gemara, the Isser to buy cracked eggs is after the Gemara. The Gemara said, I want to find a way for people to get rid of their cracked eggs. So we said, okay, let's make it Isser to buy cracked eggs. Okay, so if we were to stay like that, if we look now in the Turin Shulchan Aruch, when they bring the din, they say, if you have an egg from a trefa, you can crack it and give it to a guy, because nobody will buy from it. Okay, one of the words is Shazbata Laikna say Yisrael Menu, or Shain Kayan Bates and Trufus with that guy. Nobody would buy an egg like that. As if that understood that partial, of course nobody would buy that kind of an egg. Not that the bond egg is a result of din, the bond egg precedes the din. Of course nobody would buy a cracked egg from someone who's not Jewish, and therefore that's the reason for the din. Sound like the way the Rambam said. Now, seemingly, there's a big nafkamina between these two ways of understanding it. Okay, and that is, we saw, as I mentioned earlier, we know that nowadays we're allowed to buy eggs from grain. We don't have to be concerned that it comes from a non-kosher bird. We're allowed to buy any egg. We don't have to follow those rules that the Gemara said of how you determine if an egg is kosher. So that means it like this. According to the way we had to read the Gemara, Chazal made a special rule. You're not allowed to buy cracked eggs. Why did they make that rule? Just as a way to give people an out of how to get rid of their eggs that are from trefas. But they made such a rule that you're not allowed to buy. It wasn't based on whether the egg is trefa. They made the rule in order to let people have a way to get rid of their eggs that are trefas. So if that's the rule, if so, that rule applies no matter what. The rule is the rule. But according to the Rambam, the reason why nobody would buy bad eggs, why people wouldn't buy bad eggs, is because they're concerned maybe it comes from a trefa bird. Well, nowadays, that's not a concern. We don't have any worry that nowadays our eggs might come from a trade bird. We're allowed to buy eggs. Anybody. We don't have to follow any rules when we buy an egg. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it would be perfectly fine to buy cracked. Nowadays, it should be perfectly fine to buy cracked eggs from a kohen. Okay? So, that's what it would seem like. In fact, if we look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings a shayla from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says like this. He says, nowadays, that we're allowed to buy eggs from goyim and assume that they're kosher. We're allowed to do that nowadays. In Cain, are you still ushered to buy a cracked egg from a goyim? Should we say that it's mutter? The mutter is the easy way. Should we say that it's mutter to buy the cracked eggs from a goyim because we know the egg is kosher, so what's the problem? Or he says, maybe you should not be allowed to buy it. He doesn't explain what the size of the hakra is. What's the reason to be mocked? Why shouldn't you buy the cracked egg from the goyim? Well, it could be wrong. The reason why I don't buy cracked eggs is because they might be from a non-kosher species. Well, we don't worry about the non-kosher species anymore. So he doesn't say what it is. All he says is cryptically, he says, maybe it depends on different gear stories in the Gemara. Okay, he doesn't tell what those different gear stories might be or what the child is going to do. Maybe it depends on different gear stories. Could it be? Maybe. It has to do with you have that word lafika from the Gemara. I told you that the reason to think that there's an independent Isser, Chazam is a special Isser, is because of the way the Gemara says the word lafika. Maybe others don't have that word lafika. Again, the Riff and the Rush do. Maybe, according to those who are Machmir, they don't have the word Lefika. I don't know. I mean, we know that the Torah and the Beis Yosef didn't bring those kind of words. That doesn't mean they didn't have the Girsa. They didn't know Sha'az Vabe, nobody would buy it. And the Shulchan Aruch takes the Tzad L'Hachmir of what Rabbi Yerucham said. As we saw, even nowadays, when we're allowed to buy X-ray, right, that we saw in the beginning of this, and we're allowed to buy X-ray anybody, even so, you're not allowed to buy cracked eggs from a goat. Okay? And with that explanation for why that should be true, why is it that if the whole reason why we couldn't buy cracked eggs originally, why that started off was because if we buy a cracked egg, it might be from a trade bird. So why can't I buy cracked eggs from a bird? So in order to answer that, we may find the answer in a different part of our day. And that is as follows. The Rajba in Tarsus Bais, he says that what I mentioned, that you could buy eggs nowadays from everybody. You're allowed to buy eggs from everybody because you can assume they come from a kosher bird. So he says, but you're not allowed to buy cracked eggs. And this is what he says, why you're not allowed to buy cracked eggs. He says, Shechazusa muchachas aleihem. The way they look indicates, Shamachma shechayu asur is tar from Yisrael and Rachelet. The fact that it's a cracked egg tells us that there's something strange about this egg. Why in the world is this guy selling an egg that's already cracked? People don't usually sell cracked eggs. Why is he selling a cracked egg? So it says, it must be that the reason why he's selling a cracked egg is because something's wrong. And we know what's wrong. What's wrong is the egg came from a bird that was a trefa. A yid had that, and he knows what Gemara says. When you have eggs from a bird that's a trefa, what you need to do is you crack it before you sell it to the goat. So the fact that it's cracked, we're not here worried that it might be from a bird that's a non-kosher species. But what we're really concerned is that something's fishy going on over here. The fact that it's cracked, it's a reyesa. The reyesa that comes because of the fact that it's cracked tells us that maybe it comes from a bird which was a trefa, and that's why he has a cracked egg, just like the Gemara says. Okay, so that would help us explain Rabbi Yerucham and what the Shacharim said, that we know that birds, the eggs nowadays are from kosher species. That's not our concern. We don't worry that it maybe comes from a non-kosher species. However, why on earth is my neighbor trying to sell me a cracked egg? Whoever heard of, whoever went and bought a cracked egg? So if he's selling me a cracked egg, that makes me suspect that it's something strange. And the suspicion that we have is, at least what we talk about here, is the writer's suspicion is it came from someone of an egg from a bird that was a trefa, and he cracked it in order as a way to get rid of it. Okay, so now, what would happen if I have a crack? Now, according to the way the Rajva said, what happens if I have a cracked egg that has no reisa? I have a cracked egg that there's nothing strange about the fact that it's cracked. So, then this should be okay. Then there shouldn't be a problem buying that egg. And in fact, that's the next words in the Rajva. After the Rajva tells us that the reason why we can't buy cracked eggs is because there's a reyesa on them, it looks odd that they're cracked, he says, and the next thing he says is, if a person wants to buy bread with eggs smeared on top of it, that's okay. And that's very logical, it flows from what he just said. The whole reason we can't buy cracked egg is because of a reyesa. Well, there's no reyesa when the egg was cracked to make it on the bread. That's not strange. There's nothing unusual about that. If so, there's no razor. If there's no razor, then I'm allowed to buy bread with eggs on top of it. Why not? There's no. It's a cracked egg. We know the egg comes from a kosher species, like every other egg we buy. And the fact that it's cracked is not a razor. There's no problem. I'm allowed to buy that cracked the egg that's on the bread. And that we saw. The Shulchan Aruch brings that. The Shulchan Aruch brought this thing, which would, and the Rashi would say, flow. After I tell you that nowadays, the only reason you can't buy cracked eggs is because it's a razor. It's odd that the egg is cracked. So now, what flows from that is, if there's no razor, I'm allowed to buy the egg, so I can buy the bread that has egg on top of it. Okay? So, we nowadays, of course, that what the Shulchan Aruch said is true. We have an even more specific case of that, which is, in fact, nowadays, lots of manufacturers, bakers, caterers buy cracked eggs. We call them liquid eggs, which is to say, there are companies that they spend all day long cracking eggs, turning them and liquefying them, either selling them as yellow or whole eggs or just the white of the eggs, and they sell them to caterers and manufacturers who want to use them. Instead of cracking eggs themselves, they buy pre-cracked eggs. So that case, if you open up just the Shulchan Aruch the way we have it, it says it is a person is not allowed to buy a cracked egg. In the case, the Shulchan Aruch says, except by the bread, because there it's not whole, it's not just an egg, it's egg on bread. Well, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, what would you say? If I have just a cracked egg, I'm not allowed to buy it. Can't go, the caterer can't use it. But now we understand that the din is, it's not because it's perfect per se. It's that it looks strange that a person has a cracked egg. There's a razor. Why is someone selling me a cracked egg? Well, in the case of a liquid egg company, that's not strange. There's no razor of the fact that this egg is cracked. That's their business, is they crack eggs for people. They crack eggs for people and they sell them cracked eggs. So there's no razor at all. And therefore, it would be according to what we're saying here from the Rajma, and which is sort of what the Shulchan Aruch recorded, it's perfectly fine to buy the liquid eggs. You do not have to be concerned for this, what it says in our Shulchan Aruch that said that cracked eggs, you're not allowed to buy cracked eggs from a cracked egg. Now, on the other hand, at the same time, we have to say is there's a little bit of a problem. And that is, I've told you the sheet of the Rajma that you only can buy eggs when there's liquid eggs, or cracked eggs when there's a razor. But the Magen Mishnah, on that Din Rama, says, he brings this Rashba, that there's only a problem when there's a razor, but then he says the following. He says, Uvatamachi Yeshilemer. I have another reason to explain why you're not allowed to buy liquid cracked eggs, not just because of the razor. But if you should English and elevate tiny girl with avos, I'm only allowed to buy eggs from chickens and ducks. The handy carbetrius ayin, Kadiv Rabbeinu. He says is that, you know, eating a cracked egg is really along the lines of what the Rambam said. Which is to say, the Rambam had just told us that you're not allowed to buy eggs unless you can recognize that all kinds of rules of how you decide whether an egg is kosher. Now, those rules don't apply in the same way nowadays as they used to. But even so, a person needs to still have what he calls a tfias ayin. You still have to have some recognition, perceptive recognition that this is a kosher bird, a kosher egg. That is to say, is the reason why you hold you're not allowed to buy a cracked egg is because when I buy a whole chicken egg, when I go to the store and I buy a tray of eggs, I look at the eggs, they all look like regular chicken eggs to me. So, in addition to the rub that I have that most eggs nowadays, the vast majority come from kosher birds, I also look at the egg and to me it looks like a regular egg, like I'm expecting to see. That look and that check of the egg is the last thing I need to prove to me and make the egg mutter to me. But when I have a cracked egg, I have the rub. I know that most eggs are coming from kosher birds. But I'm missing on that part of looking at the egg and saying, this looks like a kosher egg to me. Because, of course, once it's cracked, there's no way to tell what bird it came from. It just looks like an egg. So the Magen Mishnah is saying is that there's an extra reason why you can't buy an egg that's cracked. It's not because of the razor reason. It's because there's a different reason. And that reason is that I'm missing a piece of proof. Some of the proof that I have in a regular egg is the way it looks like a normal, regular egg. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. According to the Magen Mishnah, it would seem, you're not allowed to buy liquid eggs nowadays, just like we could in the times of the Gemara. In fact, the Prima Govan says that. He says the Magen Mishnah is arguing on the Rajvan exactly on this part. And the Magen Mishnah holds you're not allowed to eat a cracked egg from a goy, even if there's no razor. The Rajvan will remake whether there is a razor, but the Magen Mishnah will not be mikel, even if there's no razor. Now, the Prima Govan also tells us, I mean, the Taz thinks that there's a different Rambam. not in our din, in a different din. He thinks that there's a different din. That might hold like this magnitude. Okay, the Shach says it's not true. The Rambam doesn't mean it, but the Taz at a certain point thinks that there are more holes like this Shita that you're not allowed to crack it even if it's a razor. And the Taz is still not cheating. He says, "What are you talking about? Well, then how come you're allowed to eat the egg that's on the bread? The egg that's on the bread is no razor. Okay, so that sort of like proves that if you hold of this Shita, you wouldn't allow egg on bread." And the Taz therefore is a question on what he thinks is the Shita of the Rambam, and he therefore argues on what he thinks would have been that Shita of the Rambam. Okay, but it just makes the point that the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam are disagreeing with each other. The Rambam holds that if there's no razor, you're allowed to eat the cracked egg, and the Magen Mishnah holds you're not allowed to eat the cracked egg. You're not allowed to eat the cracked egg even if there's no razor. Okay, now that definitely seems like what the Magen Mishnah is saying. The Rambam reads very smoothly. There's only one problem. Okay, and the problem is that the Magen Mishnah, I said, brings the Rambam who says the problem is because of razor. They say, actually, come, I have another possible reason, that the reason is because you don't get to see the egg and you're missing out on that. Okay? And what's the next words in the Magen Mishnah? He says, let's go back to the Rashba, and the Rashba says, you're allowed to eat egg on bread, because in that case, that's fine, you're allowed to eat egg on bread. Well, what just happened? If his other reason was arguing on the Rashba, how can he quote the second half of the Rashba without telling that he disagrees about that? As we said, the egg on the bread is an extension of what the Rashba said. The Rashba said the only reason why you can't eat egg on bread, you can't eat cracked egg, is because there's a reisa. Therefore, if I have a case where there's no reisa, like the egg on the bread, then I'm allowed to eat it. Well, if the Magen Mishnah is arguing on the reason, he's saying, no, even if there's no reisa, you're not allowed to eat it, so why are you eat the egg on the bread? Well, why doesn't he tell us that he disagrees with that? How can he bring the first part of the Rashba, argue on it, but yet bring the second part and be happily accepted? There's something seems missing over here. Okay, the same thing you see in Teres Chatzis, who also, he brings the Magen Mishnah, he brings the Magen Mishnah in Teres Chatzis and says that the reason why you can't eat it is because you don't get to see the whole egg. But then you turn the pages in Simen Samachal, we turn to Simen Samachal, turn the page in the document, in the Teres Chatzis, you turn the page, and in Simen Samachal, the Teres Chatzis says, and you can eat egg on bread, that's fine, no problem, you like to eat egg that's on the bread. Well, so what's going on? If Magen Mishnah doesn't allow you to eat egg on the bread, so why all of a sudden, how come Magen Mishnah lets you, and how come the Dr. Teres Chatzis says, you like to eat egg on the bread? What's happening over here? And it's sort of like the Kazakh question from before, okay, a little bit. So, I don't really know the answer. Maybe the answer is when the Magen Mishnah said, I have a Tam Acher, he said the Tam Acher actually, he didn't mean like the Prima Gadol that it's a Tam Acher to argue, but it's a secondary thing. Which is, there's another point, which is when we have a liquid egg, not only is there a razor, but there's also missing in us being able to identify the egg. What would happen if there was no razor, but I still can't identify the egg? It could be the Magen Mishnah wouldn't have argued. Maybe the Magen Mishnah just means it as there's an extra piece, there's another sniff here, that there's another thing you can't recognize the egg. But if we're missing that, if that's the only thing that meant not enough, maybe that's what he meant. The Prima Gadol did not understand that ring. That's not the simple reading of what he said. Maybe that's the pshat. Okay, regardless, if the is or is not the pshat, everyone says that the din is like we saw in the Simon, like Magen Mishnah says himself, that you're letting the egg on the bread. Seemingly, that's in line with the Rajah's Kula, that when there's no Reisa, then you're allowed to eat it. And either that we're arguing on the Magen Mishnah, or the Magen Mishnah somehow agrees to that. Anyhow, but in the end, we therefore, following this line of reasoning of the Rajah, we theoretically cannot eat eggs anymore, like Rabbi Yerucham said, we cannot eat cracked eggs anymore because it's a Reisa. Why? Because it's a Reisa. But in cases when there's no Reisa, in cases when we like a liquid egg you have nowadays, or eggs on bread, where there's no Reisa, then it's okay to eat them, and they are mutter.